Who's the oldest person in the Bible? Methuselah. Someone even older than Methuselah. And he's around today. Methuselah's a good answer, but it's not the right answer. Who's the oldest person in the Bible? God. Not the right answer as well either. Someone who's, well, God is eternal. Someone who was created and he's old and he's still around today. Have I got you stumped? Well, let me give you a clue here. Got something in my pocket. His name begins with D, then an E. The devil, exactly right. And boys and girls, the Bible talks about a person called the devil. Now, what does the Bible tell us about the devil? Well, you know what? The Bible tells us that the devil is, he's evil. And whenever God first made this world, it was absolutely perfect. But that there was someone who came into the garden where two people were. Who were the two people in the Garden of Eden? This man. Adam and Eve. But the devil came into the Garden of Eden and he came to Adam and Eve and he told them something that wasn't true. He told them a lie. You see, God had given Adam and Eve an instruction. He said, of every tree of the garden you're allowed to eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is in the middle of the garden, you're not allowed to eat it, because the day that you eat thereof, you will surely die. Well, the devil came and he said to Eve, Eve, has God said you're allowed to eat of every tree? And Eve said, yes, I can eat of every tree, but there's one tree we're not allowed to take of, because God says that the day that we eat of that tree, we will die. And the devil says, you'll not die, because God knows the day you eat of that tree, you'll just be like him. And he told them a lie. And boys and girls, whenever Eve took the fruit and gave to Adam, something horrible came into the world. What horrible thing came into the world, this boy? Sin. And you know what? All around us, we see evidences of sin in the world. Everywhere around us, there's evil. There's wars. There's hatred. There's people who are angry. There's people who, well, people do so many bad things today. And even in our own lives, we see this, that there is evil. And it's all because Adam and Eve believed the lie of the devil. Now, what happened whenever evil came into the world? Well, the Bible says that Adam and Eve, they died. Because they took of that forbidden fruit, the Bible tells us sin came into the world and they died. But do you think God wants us to die? He doesn't. You see, the wages of sin is death. But that's because of the devil. But God doesn't want us to die. In fact, we're all going to die physically one day. But God wants us to go to, not to die, but God wants us to go one day to live with him in heaven. And so what did God do so that we could live and not die? Well, God did something really special. He sent someone into the world to die on the cross. And you see, whenever Jesus died on the cross, he took the punishment for all the wrong things that you and I have done. And Jesus died on the cross because we deserve to die. But Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He took the punishment for all the wrong things that we have done. And Jesus came to defeat and to overcome all that the devil had done. But you know what? Jesus is no longer dead. Jesus today is, he's alive. He's alive. And you see, because Jesus died on the cross and because he rose again from the dead, he is taken away and he's able to destroy all that Satan has done. He's able to make us clean, and one day we can go to be with him in heaven. And the lovely verse tells us the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And boys and girls, whenever we think about that horrible person, the devil, evil, bad, sinful, and the lie that he told, and all the horrible things that are in the world because of him, we thank the Lord Jesus that he died on a cross, that he rose again from the dead, and one day if we put our trust in him, we can all go to be with him and live in heaven for all eternity. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And if you've never asked the Lord Jesus, either as a boy or a girl, or maybe a mum or a dad, ask the Lord Jesus to be your saviour, you could even do that today, and you could know Jesus in your life as your saviour and as your Lord.